Runner and Gunner Podcast.
Greatest podcast in the world.
The Runner and Gunner Podcast.
Gluten-free.
Morning cracks.
Oh man. Cheese gooders.
Runner.
Happy Labor Day to everybody out there in Runner Gunner Land, because we know that you guys are hard workers. We know that you guys work hard every day to get these extra days off. And in the United States of America is a special day. Why? Because it is Labor Day.
It is Labor Day, everybody. It is the time of history where the first September of every single year,
first September that
is federally granted to the working people, the working man, and the working woman.
Yeah, all these ladies. So the first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on a Tuesday. Isn't that strange? It's the first Monday, but the first one ever was celebrated on a Tuesday. Very strange. September 5th in 1882 in the great city of New York City. Yes, New York City, everybody. And
just like my salsa.
It was plans of the Central Labor Union who created it. So shout out to them, Central Labor Union in New York. And remember that day, September 5th, 1883. And it was a freaking Tuesday. So eventually, I guess in 1984 is a whole different year, whole different
story. Oh, yeah.
But 1894,
good movies came out there.
23 states had adopted that holiday. So it was growing, it was expanding. Mm. And then Grover Cleveland, finally, president, shout out again, President Grover Cleveland signed the law making the first Monday in September of each year a national holiday.
Yes, Labor Day, everybody. All you working men and working women out there, we know that you got to get down to the grind. You're going to need yourself something to get you going through the week. So here at the Runner and Gunner Station, we're here to bring you some entertainment, hopefully some good laughs, maybe some insight and some information, and a bunch of video game talk.
Tons.
That's what we talk about is video games, especially we're thinking that there should be a Crash Bandicoot movie.
There should, and there will be, hopefully, if they get the correct actors. The thing that's going to be hard is to get the right actors to play these Crash Bandicoot characters. What is he going to sound like? You know, it's got to be really accurate to where he does the spins, and he's kind of got to kind of be a crazy guy, maybe a modern-day Jim Carrey or old Jim Carrey. You know, Jim Carrey, hello. So we're kind of saying somebody like that. And somebody who's funny, a comedian who could possibly do some cool cartoons that are out there. So if you guys out there got any ideas of anybody who does some kind of hilarious cartoon character names or anything like that, you got to let us know.
Oh, yes. But Labor Day weekend, everybody. We hope you had a good one. We hope you enjoyed
it. Labor Day weekend.
Hopefully you ate some ribs.
And it's still going on as we speak, Gunner. It's still Monday.
For all you vegetarians out there, we're hoping you're eating some corn on the cob and dip it in some soy oil. Everybody, we just want you to have a great weekend.
Great weekend and barbecue.
And great life.
Get your butts out there.
Great,
you know,
Labor Day.
It's beautiful weather.
Thank you for making the infrastructure of our nation. Thank you for making the infrastructure for all nations.
And thank you once again to Grover Cleveland for signing it back in June 28th, 1894, and made it the official first Monday in September holiday, which we know
as Cleveland.
Labor Day. Thank you, Cleveland, not the state. I mean, even though, you know, we're okay with LeBron James and we like the Indians and we like the blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Cleveland, Grover Cleveland, cool guy.
Yes.
Very cool guy, a very smart guy, because he wanted to give the hard workers a day off.
Yeah, you know.
So what a cool thing.
Labor activists.
What a cool thing.
Pushed the feds for the holiday and to recognize the many contributions that workers in America give to America. The strengths, the prosperity, the well-beings of our whole nation as one. We want to salute you.
Salute.
We want to salute you.
Salute.
Because you have made the telephone poles. You have made the streets. You've made the cement and the roads.
Yeah, the hard, hard workers. You've
built the houses. You work with electricity.
You guys made...
climb high wires.
The railroad, you know, the whole tunnels. Railroad. You made the...
the tunnels.
The tunnels. The creators of the tunnels for us to ship goods to each other. For us to be the farm workers, man. The ones that are getting our food, picking our food, putting it, and cleaning it. From the guys who are on the fields to the people who are inside cleaning it. To the slaughterhouses who are making gluten-free cow milk every day.
The people in the sewers.
Everybody out
there. People flushing out your
Ninja
sewers.
Ninja Turtles.
The Ninja Turtles.
Splinter.
The janitors. Yeah.
Janitors.
The people in the sewers, you know. Do you want to be in the sewers?
Toxic Crusaders.
The, you know, people, these working people.
Yeah, the hard workers.
They're
really
doing
guys,
it.
We respect you guys. We love you guys for working hard in America. So once again, cheers to Labor Day and cheers to America, the hardest working nation in the world on Labor Day.
Moment of silence and some Lenin for the working class.
All right, guys, so that was your Labor Day weekend shout-outs to everybody, but we have to pay a quick tribute to the people that are sponsoring us. But we'll be right back real quick with more artifacts about Labor Day and much more things, but we won't be back till after we pay tribute to these people after
these commercial breaks. Today's Runner and Gunner is brought to you by Brewery X, Baja Boy. If you're excellent in everything, then you deserve a beer.
Also, Brewery X Roulette. And if you want to take a risk and chance it, get a high APV Roulette.
And it was also brought to you by Nike. Get your feet on some sofas.
Fly. Oh, and tie.
Tie.
Work it out, laborers!
Work it out, laborers!
Hey, if you're in your car and if you have a chance, grab a fishing pole and dance. Dance, dance, laborers. Happy Labor Day!
Introducing gluten-free beer by Boss Rutin.
Do you want a gluten-free beer? Well, I'll smash one through your face.
Gluten-free beer by Boss Rutin.
You better believe there's no gluten.
25% alcohol percentage by volume. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
Labor Day morning crack.
We just wanted to pay a few more tributes to the people we left out in that last segment. But
oh, we did forget a few, didn't we, Gunner?
The firefighters.
Quite a few. The firefighters.
The policemen.
The police. The plumbers.
The plumbers.
The electricians that climb on the poles and keep your contact going.
The bus drivers. The drivers.
The driver. The trolley drivers. The cab driver. The lift driver. The drivers. Hey, the truck drivers who go back and forth and bring you goods. And Amazon also. UPS guy. Mailman. Hey, don't go crazy and shoot it up. Don't go postal. Shout out to all you guys. Everybody.
Yep. You know, the people who repair your computers. The people who repair your cars.
Repair, phone repair. Console repair. PlayStation 5 repair. Xbox. Switch.
You know,
man, so many out there.
Dangerous jobs that people are doing every day. The workers, this is what this day is supposed to celebrate. And we just want to tell you to have a great Monday.
Yes,
it
all
is
of you out there.
Labor Day.
And if we forgot you guys, we are sorry. And we just want to say happy Labor Day to all you laborers. Everybody, if you even have a job, happy Labor Day to you because you are part of it.
Thank you for being such a great part of society.
Isn't the United States great? We get a free day off, and you guys get to hear Runner and Gunner for free. So those are two good things.
Speaking of workers in the real world.
Work it, work it.
What about workers in video games?
Oh, okay. Where are you going with this, Gunner?
Simulation games, perhaps? Maybe something like that? Do they really cross the line or cross the barrier between life work and real work. Because there's some games, especially out on Meta, that take your time and contribute it with real money.
So are you saying these games could be played console, PC, and as well as mobile?
Just PC right now.
Okay.
Because I guess the metaverse is just more powerful than the console could handle.
So if you download something from the metaverse to your phone, it'll blow up?
Perhaps.
It'll overheat?
But if you get on your nice PC and you
go fry your huevos
into Meta World and you get your character to work at a coffee shop, then you could occupy time in your real body on the video game, and people will come in and purchase things from you with real money.
Really?
And you'll earn money, I guess cryptocurrency, which you could exchange for real money. You'll build that, and you'll be putting your countless hours into making money.
What these guys are doing and what you're saying is sitting back on their fat behinds while people purchase games through their apps. I mean, not games. I mean, purchase
it's a whole network of people sitting on their fat
behinds.
Behinds.
They're gluten-free?
They're glutens. The glutes.
They're all sitting on their glutes. Is that considered part of the labor? I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess they're considered part of the...
So I guess those people, they'd go to real-life jobs.
We call them couch labor.
Let's say a Starbucks worker.
Anyway.
He gets his Starbucks paycheck after 2 weeks or whatever it is. Yes. And he goes and he puts it into the metaverse.
Metaverse.
And then his video game character goes to Starbucks, where he purchases a video game Starbucks coffee.
Wow.
For the same amount of price that it would cost in real life. And they make a real business in video game world.
So is this like recycling the Starbucks type of thing? It sounds like some kind of weird rotation that actually happens in real life. So you're saying that you could have a simulation of something that you actually do in your real life, and people will actually go out there and pay for these games just to play something that they actually do in real life.
Yeah, just like Second Life, you know, just a Second Life, video game life.
Oh, I get it. But so it's like two different people. So but you could make this other character that you use in the metaverse much different. You can make him look different and talk different and
make him
walk
different.
Ooh. Interesting.
A killer of other people's characters. We'll get more into that in the Halloween episodes because summer's about to end, everybody. Summer's almost gone. Summer's ending, everybody. We just want you to remember that it was a great summer. We hope you had a great summer. We did.
Oh, we definitely did.
Amazing.
We had a great summer. Oh, man, we upgraded. I mean, all kinds of good stuff happened to Run Gunner Show.
So
and don't
good. It was
worry,
just so good.
Everybody out there in the Wonder and Gunner world, because guess what? We are still updating and we're still upgrading on our equipment, on our everything. Everything's just going to get better, more, just like we always say. So don't even skip a day or an episode of the Run and Gunner Show, because every show is going to be upgraded, updated, and super amazing.
Yes, everybody, summer is almost over. However, we were talking about something just a moment ago, and that's simulation video games.
Simulation world.
And not so wide of a spectrum as those ones, but what about like NBA 2K and WWE 2K? They are considered by their developers to be simulation games.
And don't forget Madden, too. Madden's pretty much just like the rest of those, too.
Madden also.
Yeah, that's another one.
Simulation sports games, especially General Manager.
Oh, MLB, the show. The show's just like that as well. So, I mean, pretty much all sports games have that little simulation inside it.
Yeah, except for, you know, like NBA Streets and NBA Jam.
Oh, yeah, those ones. The classic. But those are great, too, though. Those are great, too, but it's just...
How about The Sims?
Classic simulation.
What about The Sims Part 2? That was the
greatest. That was a good one. Yeah, I used to like that game, actually.
I still want to get, like, Sims Part 2 with every single expansion pack and just, like, get down on a character, you know? Maybe that's, like, Second Life itself. I guess Sims... But the development's so good on that Sims Part 2.
It really is.
That the developers weren't able to work hard enough to recreate a sequel properly. They were losing
The cool thing is you could make your life go left or right in The Sims. You know, you could go down the righteous path or the evil path.
A life simulator.
And you could be a doctor or you could be a criminal. Either way you go.
What about Police Simulator coming out for the PC pretty soon?
It's a trip. Yeah, and Police Simulator's coming out. Yes, I did. It's a good one. It looks really cool, and they have Police Simulators already in console version.
But this one looks extra good.
Yeah, the new one that they're coming out with, it looks like you're actually there helping fight crime in the city, in the fake city, whatever city it is. So, you know, they actually have calls in, and you could build up your police points and you get your own team.
Needs so it's pretty to cool. let you be a cop and police simulator it.
Wait, didn't they used to do that in the old ones? Or did they stop doing that?
Oh, yeah. So San Andreas is a simulator, you know?
San Andreas used to let you be a fireman, ambulance, policeman.
A fat guy. A fat skinny guy.
A skinny guy.
A buff guy.
Yeah, yeah. Karate master. Boxer master.
Yep.
Yeah, you could be Mike Tyson. You could be Bruce Lee. You could be a thief.
You can get a thief and, like, rob people's houses at night.
Yeah, you could get a little van and assemble a crew.
I guess that'd be called a gangster simulator.
Pretty much.
Pool. I guess pool, you know, if you're hitting the ball with pool.
Yeah.
Or pool poker, card games.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Simulators. Those two. They have the Texas Hold'em ones. I don't know if they do make those still.
People spend their lives on those games.
I know. But it's really too close to, like, the real thing.
They
have, yeah, that's why.
It's absolutely why.
It's pretty much practice for you to put your actual money into it.
Yeah, and you actually can put your real money into these gambling games now.
Yeah.
And people do use it. It's amazing. They're amazing games. They're still doing it. Vegas has come straight to your phone.
Yeah,
those
it's
are
too
simulators.
Easy.
I love it. I think more gambling on video games, not console video games. Like, leave it out. If you're going
to
download it on your phone,
PC, yeah, just
go.
Keep it. Yeah. Well,
on
phone,
PC?
Phone, well, because you could use your PC and your phone to actually gamble in reality, too. So might as well just let those video games do the same thing that they're doing now, just like you're mentioning. So, but you're right. They should keep it out of consoles, and they will.
Yeah.
They will, because they could get sued. Either way, it's got to be out.
We don't want gambling on Fortnite and kids are, you know, whatever, fighting each other, you know, because they lost a bunch of money.
It'll cause some real-life violence, I think.
He made me lose that money. Yeah, like, somebody, man, well, you gambled it. It was like, well, you did gamble it. And that's another thing. You can't gamble to kids. Still got to be 21. If you got a phone and PC, you can do whatever you want. You should be old enough.
Yeah, if you're old enough.
But that's what we're talking about, people. Simulation games, get into work. We're celebrating Labor Day.
Labor Day!
You know, those are games that you have to work at. We know
Mr.
RPGs
Grover
are another one. RPGs, you got to work to play
RPGs. Yeah, you got to work hard to play RPGs.
You got to put your hard-earned hours into playing this RPG.
Yes, you do.
Yes, when you could be using those hours to go to real work or upgrade your life, but that's not the point. The point is that these video games exist, and they're very fun.
They are, and they do.
Secret of Mana, or is that what it was called?
Mana, yeah.
There's also Sega Frontier, these Sega Genesis games. That you can still play to this day and just spend your life on it. Final Fantasy Part 3.
Yep.
You know, things like that. RPGs, just real strong RPGs. What do you think, Runner? How many RPGs have you played? I know.
A lot. I mean, I really did like Fallout a lot. I mean, I liked
Fallout.
Fallout was one of my favorite top two.
RPG ever.
Yeah, that was fun. You could go, and it's never ending because there's some quests that they just keep sending you out and out and out.
Yep.
Like, they'll send you to kill this guy or do this or take this from somebody.
Never ending quests.
So, I mean, RPGs, they could go on forever if you create it the right way. And it's up to creators to do that. And speaking of Labor Day, the creators got to get down to it.
The developers,
Yeah, the developers, they got to get down to it and just make some RPGs that are going to last a long time, for a lifetime. Speaking of lasting a lifetime, they're trying to recreate the Mario RPG.
Which
is crazy.
They're bringing it back.
They're trying to come back with it. And speaking of the Mario RPG.
I played it. Beat it.
Yeah,
back
the first
when it came
one
out
when
on
they
Super
had
Nintendo.
So back then they've had this original voice actor for many, many years. Since we've known who Mario sounds like. You know, he just used to jump around dee 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 dee, and he would just boing boing, and then he would lift up mushrooms, and then later on he became a raccoon, would wag his tail. And Mario has gone on for years and years. And so we found out later on he could kind of speak, and he would kind of say, "Oh, wow." And
speaking of working, huh?
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to Charles Martinet.
Yeah.
He is the voice actor, or he has been the voice actor.
Forever, right? Since the 90s.
Since the beginning.
Since Mario had a voice.
Since the beginning, Charles Martinet has been voicing.
Mario and Luigi, didn't he do both? I thought he did both. I was pretty sure he did both.
I'm looking at these notes right here, and I just saw this. He does the Skyrim voice of Parthenax.
Skyrim.
Yep, and he also does
another RPG. Shout out to Skyrim. That's one of my favorites.
Magenta and Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, another great game RPG.
Yeah, so this guy, he just passed away, Charles Martinet.
When? Wait, no, he did not pass away.
He parted ways with Nintendo.
He parted ways, and he's going about to have a birthday. September this month, actually. He's going to be 68 this month.
So one day in 1991, he was on the beach and received a phone call from a friend who told him that there was going to be an audition for something, some plumber character. Yes. Went to the audition, and Charles got the part of Mario.
So what he did was kind of like do a typical, is he actually Italian, or is he just, he's probably
they
not.
They told him, it says
to
here,
do an Italian plumber, right?
Charles Martinet like walked in and asked, can I please read for this? The directors let him audition and told him, you're an Italian plumber from Brooklyn. Go.
New York?
He said, hey, New York. Shove it. Nah, just playing.
Go back to Jersey.
He impressed him with his raspy voice. And, you know,
that's me, Mario.
The rest is history. The rest is history. So, from working with Mario since 1991, Charles Martinet had continued to voice Mario and probably Peach. All the way until just this last week.
Yeah, it's pretty sad that they had to part ways. But what I'm not sure if it was a mutual decision, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't want to let go of their legend. That's like, you know, that's like when the Beatles broke up. I mean, I can't compare it to that, but I'm just saying it's pretty much that
how,
was
how
their,
would they replace the Beatles?
That they can't. It's they irreplaceable. Can't. So right now, if you think you have the perfect Mario voice, you can audition at Nintendo.com. So
we want to ask you, audience, how do you think they will replace Charles
Martinet?
Exactly.
How are you gonna replace?
How will
a
Nintendo
legend?
Do this? What do you think Nintendo is gonna do? Is it gonna be a good thing? Is it gonna be a bad thing? Is it gonna have a Lenny voice? Is he gonna be from Brooklyn this time
is
around?
Is he even gonna have the same Italian accent, or is he gonna be like, hey, "Yo, lady,
PC
give me some
Mario"?
Songs.
Politically correct Mario.
Is he going to be PC Mario?
Oh, man.
Piece of crap Mario. No, politically correct Mario. But I'm hoping, you know,
we'll
I
see,
mean.
The new game coming out, Mario Deluxe Part 2.
What about the actor that just played in the Mario movie? I don't think he has that video game voice, though. You know, I mean, he had a great voice for what he did in the acting world, in the cartoon world, or in that. But it's hard to get that. It's a long time in that booth, too, as well. So you got to know how to do it. I don't know. They should go.
Yeah,
if I were trying
out,
I would get notes from the legend and the master himself. I'll go to that guy first, and then I would go to the audition and see how well I could do. But it's rough. I don't know who could be the new Mario or who could play the new Mario.
Everybody out there, Nintendo is just dropping the new Mario game for the Nintendo Switch. It's called Super Mario Brothers Wonders.
Oh, that's right. So is this the last game with him, or is he not even in it
this
anymore?
This is going to be done with an entirely new voice actor for Mario. This is the first game to be done with the voice actor.
So he did Mario and Luigi.
Charles
Martinet did Mario and Luigi, as well as other side characters. It's going to be very rough to replace a genius like this. You know, you can't replace geniusness. But what you can do is search for new talent. Is that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're just searching for new talent and just throwing it up. It's like a Hail Mary, and you hope somebody catches it and scores that touchdown. That's all you got to hope for
this
point.
You know, with the money that they have right now, they'll probably just Vince McMahon it, you know, just force whoever it is, pay for whoever it is.
See, but that's not cool,
to go
though.
All the way. And it's not cool.
They
it's not what
they should have taken their time.
To talk to the fans, right? To speak to the fans.
Or at least have some kind of little convention, have some kind of competition out there to where even give the little guy a chance. Give the unknown guy, there's somebody out there who could do a well-placed Mario voice, and I'm sure he's out there somewhere, and you're out there somewhere, and we know you're there. Man, somehow they should give you guys a chance is what I'm saying.
It's a very shaky terrain to change the voice actor with the writer's strike going on.
Yes, yes.
And with the SAG strike going on.
Exactly.
With the all the Lennies, you know, trying to ruin television for everybody.
Yeech.
So it's kind of a bad time to change voice actors. So that's what we're really concerned about.
And that makes
about.
The search even more rougher now with the strike. Just like Gunner's point, the strike is going on and all the stuff's going on. So it's going to be more rougher and harder and search and dig deeper to find that actual voice to replace.
What do you think, audience?
Mario.
Do you think it's all right for Mario to be an Italian plumber with a Brooklyn accent? Or is it
not
okay? Should they change it?
or do make something Mario new different. School.
What do you think out there, audience?
What do you guys think?
You go ahead and tell us.
Should
follow
they
us on Instagram.
Keep it old school?
Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on
Switch
the,
it up.
Email us.
Some
at,
new school.
Email us at therunnerandgunnershow@gmail.com. Everybody, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to, you know, get on up into the end of the show and let you get on to work.
Yeah, work hard.
Work hard. Put that
keep
9
hustling.
To 5. Get that money.
Yeah.
Get that paycheck.
Keep pushing forward.
You know,
and just like you guys got to move forward,
your minds.
We got to move forward and let our sponsors move forward into our show. So we'll give them this little bitty itty time. And we'll be right back right after
these commercial breaks.
Words harm me.
Mr. X.
Why would you say something like that?
Who is Mr. X?
I'm offended and appalled. I'm telling the authorities.
Mr. X.
Let's all come together and protest this guy.
Welcome to Foot Locker. Can I take your order?
Oh, yes, sir. Can I have two Michael Jordan shoes to go?
Well, yes, you can. And you can also get these two Michael Jordans for buy one, get one free.
What? No way. How can I get these at Foot Locker today? Is it real?
Well, now at Foot Locker, when you come in, you can get the BOGO special from Michael Jordan's special collection.
I want to get the Air Super Duper Flight Super Duper High airplane up in the air shoe.
Well, we got the Super Flight Super Extra Edition for only $349.
Oh my God, here's $500.
That's
Thank
a steal.
You.
We also got the Super Mega Ultimates Jump As Fly As Your High special editions for only $459.
Dude, I could jump as fly as I'm high. All right. I'm
yes,
doing
dude.
It.
So will you take that for here to go?
I will take the super duper awesome, super duper jump as fly as you're high every day, and they're all mine.
Don't forget to tie your laces.
Whoa, they're loose.
Foot Locker. Join us today at the Foot Locker app and get
oh, my face.
5% off your next shoe.
Welcome back,
Liberty.
Everybody.
Morning cracks, everyone.
You're probably listening
what
to this on Tuesday morning because you're going back to work.
Oh.
But we're here on Monday morning.
We're still here Monday
having
for
a
you.
Fine
you see,
time.
When everybody else is partying out there and everybody else is having a good time, we're over here cracking on Monday. And we're just, as a matter of fact, speaking of cracking, nothing goes better with an ice cold beer
Terrific.
Than a ice warm meal. And for us, we want to ask you guys out there, everybody, what is your favorite meal to cook on Labor Day? What really hits the spot?
What is it, everybody? What is it, audience? What is your favorite meal? If there is, I know it's not Thanksgiving or 4th of July, but it's Labor Day, a day of extra rest. The 8th day of the week, as Lennon would call it.
8 days a week.
What is your favorite meal to eat on the Labor Day?
Seriously, you guys got to have something, and we want to know. And we've already said it several times, but Gunner, give them the email one more time in case they need the Gmail or the F-mail
right.
or the J-mail.
So Labor Day is kind of like 4th of July. You know, you eat macaroni salad, potato salad, spinach salad, green bean casserole.
Salad.
Egg quiche.
Salad.
Salad smoothies.
Salad.
Birthday cake.
Kibosh.
Wear yourself an Uncle Sam hat.
And wear it well, because today is Grover Cleveland Day. I mean, Labor Day, that is.
Thank you, Grover Cleveland. Yeah. Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, Reven Beaven.
Danny Glover?
Yeah. Even Steven. Anyways, thank you for making it even for us to be able to
yes.
to take this day off. And we're thankful for the day off because Labor Day is a big deal to everybody. What we were asking is, what is your favorite thing to barbecue? Or even cook. It doesn't matter if you barbecue or not. You could bake something. What if you just like to bake a cake? Then that's your favorite thing to make. It's what is your favorite thing to cook, make, bake, shake and bake? It doesn't matter.
Blend?
Yeah. Shoot. If you like blending margaritas, if you like blending the, you know, Jack Daniels and Coke, hey, then that is your favorite thing to have on this Labor Day, September 2nd.
Yes, it's Labor Day, everybody. Kick off your shoes. It's probably Tuesday when you're listening to it, so get back to work and don't have yourself a sip. Have yourself a sip of coffee or
get
a sip of water.
Jets on!
Orange juice, apple juice, whatever gets you in the morning. Charles Martinet, retiring from Nintendo, everybody. We just want to get that over with.
Charles Martinet, hey, shout out to you again, once again.
Yes.
He is the greatest voice and probably will be the legend of Mario because...
He will. He left his footprint.
He's going to go down in history. Yeah, he did. He's like, yeah, he's Hall
Deep
of Fame.
Footprint. Left his foot casted.
He did. He sure did. His vocal footprint. And he kicks butt. And everybody knows. Everybody's going to know. And of course, when this new guy comes out, please try not to hate him too much. Everybody's going to hate him. But just don't hate them so much.
And so we got a few quick shout-outs. We want to shout-out to all our fans out there.
Shout-out.
And the first shout-out being to the game developers all over the world. All over the world, the game developers who are working hard in creating these games that we play.
Laborers.
Thank you. We also want to give a shout-out to Chef
Mikey. Chef Mikey. What's up, Chef Mikey?
Who says that he's down to chef it up.
All right, then. Well, Chef Mikey... We hope you're cooking it up and serving it up correctly, just like we know you're doing. Shout out, Chef Mikey.
Shout out, Chef Mikey. We also want to give a shout out to the game developers of Red Dead Redemption Rockstar Studios.
What's up, RDR2?
Who were overworked and they had a...
Overwork and underpaid.
Overwork, underpaid, and had to press charges.
Yeah, they did.
We want to...
So they won their money back in that lawsuit, but they still... You can't win the time back, you know.
And that's what Labor Day is about, is that, you know, exactly. We're working so hard.
But at the same time, I mean, if somebody was trying to force me to do something I didn't want to do, I wouldn't even do it. But labor is labor, okay?
Yeah, I wouldn't take the money in the first place.
I wouldn't even, I would, you know, I don't take
There's ways around everything, but I just wouldn't, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to the Runner and Gunner podcast. We'll teach you.
We'll teach you. Yeah, we're teaching the rules. We're teaching them how
like,
to not be
Did you know
lineage.
That every interaction you have with another human being is very superficial?
It sure is.
You're two egos talking to each other about your egotism.
Egotism. Egotisticalism.
But we're getting back to it. We're losing track.
Hold on. Let's back it up. Everybody, so...
Everybody, it's Labor Day.
It's Labor Day.
Enjoy yourself. We got a beer of the month.
We got a beer of the month, and the beer of the month... is straight out of Germany. Again.
It is straight out of England. Oh, wait.
No, it's German.
England or Germany? Germany or England?
German.
Frankfurt?
Frankfurt, German.
Krumbach. Krumbach beer, everybody.
Krumbach beer. If you haven't had a Krumbach, you better go try one right now. Krumbach is the best beer from the land of Krum.
Yes, Krumbach. You know, you go get your sword. And you go get your shining armor and your helmet of magic. And you return to Krumbach after you defeated the dragons and the
Dragon
King.
Tradition is alive in Krumbach. From a small home brewery to the largest private brewery in Germany. Family owned for generations, the Krumbach Brewery is today's largest private brewery in Germany. And one of the most modern in Europe.
Everything begins... in the hills around Krumbach. This is where the Volkswasser originates. And only here do we brew our premium beer, as Krumbach would say.
Which was first mentioned in documents around 1300. An old document that beer was already brewed in Krumbach in 1618 and was served to resting caterers.
the Krumbach Brewery itself was first mentioned in documents in 1803.
This is how the Kindlesberg Tower and our Falkskalwasser became a Krumbach landmark early on and can still be found on every bottle in the brewery's coat of arms.
Their roots go so far back to Krumbach that nobody will ever come back. Frankfurt County, Krumbach, Germany. Drink some Krumbach, and you will never go back to any other beer.
And since the hippies have been partying in the 60s, we have been specializing with soft, cold, naturally soft water. And we are part of the protection plan of Germany,
and
especially
remember,
from Frankfurt.
Remember to always Krumbach, Krumbach, Krumbach to where you once belong. Krumbach beer.
Follow the instructions for an amazing beer. Number one, brewing.
Brewing.
Number two, fermentation. And number three,
filtration.
Remember that Krumbach's got your back.
Krumbach has got your back. And you'll always come back.
Yes, oh, everybody. Krumbach beer. That is the beer of the month.
Shout out to Germany.
Shout out to Germany. And shout out to England.
England, too.
We love our English brothers and sisters.
Oh, we do.
We do share German beers with our English brothers and sisters.
Oh, we do.
Many a times.
Too many. So many.
Especially Beck's, which Beck's isn't German, Beck's. But it kind of looks like it can be.
It can be.
Also, everybody, we got a video game of the month.
Oh, the video game of the month. Oh, yeah, let's tell them about the video game of the month. We haven't even told them. We haven't even laid base on the video game of the month, which just came out a few weeks ago, last month. But it's taking over this month already, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. It is three killers on four.
Four Jasons. I think you know where we're getting at.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
the video game.
Watch out for it.
Watch out, everybody.
If you could get it, get it. If you have the opportunity to get it, get it.
It is our game of the month.
Get good at it.
It's a very good game by Gun
spooky.
Studios.
It's not super spooky, but it's spooky enough. But it is much gory enough for you to just have a good time. So if you enjoy gore and being jump scared, you should get Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's the new and upcoming game that's going to kick some butt.
Yes, and Runner and Gunner and myself will all be talking about this game very frequently this month.
Oh, yeah.
As it is the game of the month. You know,
and
you start off.
The beer of the month.
Your three characters, you know, your freaking Mick Foley. You're a guy who can hear everything, an old man who can't run.
Yeah.
You're a tough guy with a knife.
McFly.
Or you're two crazy chicks, one of two crazy chicks.
Or McDonald's.
And you got to feed blood to your grandpa, and all the killers go around and they try
bloody
to kill,
heck.
Which is essentially the survivors in Jason.
It sure is.
Cat and mouse
it's
game.
Pretty much the same thing.
Four versus three. I personally think it should be 2 versus 5.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe time will change
things.
It
really should be 2 versus. But you're right. Hopefully they do fix that. And just. But for now, it's still the game of the month.
The game of the month. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Get it.
Go get it. Go out there and get
four
it.
Four survivors versus three psychopaths.
And play it online.
Who will get murdered first?
And who will walk away scot-free?
Scot-free, everybody. You know, everybody out there, we just want to take this part of the show to tell you that we love you, Lennies.
We do.
We want the best for you. We want you to succeed.
We want you guys to have the best lives. We don't hate on them. Yeah, we just love them. We don't hate them.
We don't hate you.
We are here to teach them and to help them and to guide them the right directions. We're not saying you guys need guidance, but in case you do want a little guidance or you do need a little push towards the right direction, or feeling down or low or any type of way, always come to the Run and Gunner Show.
Come to the Run and Gunner Show. You know, we cure mental health. We cure traffic.
We sure do.
Run and Gunner are not reliable for anything they say. Everything they say is fake. Everybody out there, we just want you to understand that it is great to have you as listeners. We want to just keep talking like this. We're going to tell you everything that's on our mind. We're going to say, hey, listen, if you want chicks, then you got to start being nice. You gotta start smiling nice. You gotta start smelling nice.
Smelling nice.
You gotta be a nice guy, because they say nice guys finish last, so that means she finishes first. You understand, Jackie?
Yeah, so that means you gotta get in front of the line, get a couple cuts in front of her, and then once you get in front of that line, you will finish first with her, and then you could throw her back to last and get the next girl, next runner-up, too, as well.
Yes. So, we want to do some Labor Day screams right now.
Yeah! Now! Screams!
Hey, Renner, could I get one of those roulette cracks right there?
Roulette-y? You betty.
Yes, please. I was drinking this Golden Standard.
That's kind of weird, huh?
It's a little weird. It's a little soft. I got to crack myself a roulette.
Roulette-y?
Oh, my dear. Is that a roulette?
Roulette-y?
By Brewery X? Well, you better go to Grocery Outlet and get you some.
And for much cheaper than you could get at your local places. I'm not going to mention any names, but...
Delicious.
And there's other places that is really expensive, but if you go to Grocery Outlet, you're going to get it for under $4. And when can you get a delicious home brewery X for less than $4? Not
Come
too
on,
many
grocery
places.
Outlet.
Anywhere.
$2.99.
Labor Day weekend.
And this go is the part of the show...
Or Tuesday. Hey, if you don't have enough, if you're hangover, I mean, if you're feeling under
the
weather...
Of course.
If you're feeling under the weather from the weekend before, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, if you're then go get yourself a brewery X,
after
and I guarantee...
Work.
After work, it'll cure your woes.
Don't ever sip before work, and don't ever puff before work, because there's bosses trying to talk to you, there's ladies trying to talk to you,
ladies.
For the ladies, there's gentlemen trying to talk to you,
ladies,
and everybody's trying to talk to you, you're at work, so don't save your puffing and drinking for after work. You're driving to work right now. You're thinking about it, though, so when you get home, you don't have to think about it, you can do it. Everybody out there, we just want to tell you that this is the part of the show where Gunner gets up close to the microphone and says, delicious.
Oh my gosh. Was that too sweet?
Sweet. Delicious.
Oh my gosh. Was that too sweet?
Sweet.
And the girls will say, oh my.
It's so great to be here with you, everybody.
Why are you guys out there?
We just want you to understand that we're just trying to make fun with you, not fun
of
you.
Just have a great time with you together. And so we could all, you know, rejoice for this beautiful holiday that just happened. And plus, you know, fall is coming. And that means you got to fall for some girl. Our girl's got to fall for some guy, or fall for something, or fall for a game. It doesn't matter. But things are about to fall down. And you got to make sure that your summer was done correctly and barbecue. This is your last chance to get out there and barbecue, wear bathing suits. We got like 2 weeks left of this stuff. So at least in this northern hemisphere area, we got 2 weeks left. I don't know about the other areas, so below the equator and all that. But I know that out here in America, everybody's having a good time. And Labor Day is today and tomorrow's Tuesday. And you guys are probably listening to this tomorrow. So let me tell you one thing. We love you, Lennies, out there.
We love
we
you.
We just want you guys to prosper and to gain knowledge from the show and just wake up wonderful.
Yes.
Every day. As long
That's
as you take
all
your
we want. All right, baby. Now we just want to tell you that it's the part of the show where the Runner and Gunner encourage you to do good things.
Yeah!
So we want you to go on the streets and help somebody out today.
Yeah, grab a girl's... I mean, no, don't do that.
Grab a girl's hand.
Hand and...
Help her.
And ask her if she's having a good day.
How she's feeling.
Yeah, or if she feels all right. If she, if her mind is correctly going to the direction where she needs to go of the day. Where does she... want to lead her direction, she will tell you with the answer.
Hey, you see that bum over there? Well, how about you throw him a couple bucks? Quarter just don't cut it no more.
Yeah.
A couple bucks will suffice.
A quarter can't even buy a quarter of a beer nowadays. You gotta have $2 to buy 1/4 of a beer. So if you give him $4, he might be able to buy a tall can.
Hey, you see that lady bum over there?
Don't pinch your pennies.
Well, how about instead of giving her a buck, you give her... $3.
$5
Give her
bill.
A $5. Give her a Finsky.
give her a finsky, but don't let her hop in your house because you don't want her jumping around with all the stuff that is located in between her hair and her wig.
Hey, you see a couple of ladies, they're kind of far away. You're going to open the door. You're just going to slam the door behind you. How about you wait a couple more seconds and open the door for those ladies?
Yeah, if you're going to the 7-Eleven and you see some pretty girl or a pretty mother or a pretty lady or just any lady walking in 7-Eleven, be a gentleman, open the door for her, and just let her go on through. And you never know, a girl across the street might be looking at you and be like, wow, that guy's a gentleman. I want to be with him. You see? You never know what's going to happen.
Never know what's going to happen, everybody. Now the part of the show has come where we say a bunch of trigger words for our lady listeners out there. Like lipstick and shades of red.
And eyeshadow. And
high heels.
And highlights.
And alimony.
Oh, man.
Laptops, looking up fashionable items on the laptop.
And pink.
Buying things.
Pretty purses.
What do you want to buy next?
Leggings.
Purchasing purses.
Perfume.
Complete checkout.
Eyelashes.
Proceed to empty cart. Amazon, eBay, Vons,
tweezers. Oh, all right, all you ladies out there, we love you ladies most. And all you ladies out there, we love you.
Oh, wait,
guys,
wait,
as
what's,
well, but
what
we
are
want
the,
to tell you guys.
What's those dresses that, like, you press them, you if you put your hand down them, they turn a color.
Wait,
if you put
whoa.
You stroke your hand the other way, like the color changes.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. What's
that material? Ladies, help me out here.
Children, cover your ears.
What's that material called? Where
cover your ears. Gunner's going
one
a little.
One way is one color, and the other way is a different color.
Cover your ears, everybody. I don't know where you're going with this, but gosh, it sounds like you're going to the wrong area. I mean, are we talking about neon underwear? I was guessing. I don't know what's going on. Neon panties?
Ladies, you gotta help me out.
So you press the button, the panties light up. I don't know what you're going through with. What's going on here?
They know what we're talking about. They know what I'm talking about. Everybody out there, guess what time it is? It's the time.
I think I seen that. Naked Gun. Okay.
It's that time where we gotta go. So.
Already? Oh, man.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do gotta go, though. You're right.
But I just wanna tell you that we had fun. And we're going to continue to have fun every Monday morning because we're here
to
stay.
Everybody, Grover Cleveland is out there. He's not from Cleveland, but he's out there.
Yeah, you know, like, we're not like the other radio shows. We don't have, like, a token dude or a couple of Lennies or some overseas.
Yeah, we don't have any of that.
Websites.
We don't need any of
that. We don't do cool things like grow our mustaches.
Don't need to.
Trim our beards.
Don't need to.
And split the bill 50-50 with our dates.
Do need to.
We don't do anything like that. What we do is make fun of you.
Did you say doo-doo?
We call you jabronis, virgins, losers. Wimps
and caca faces. No, wait. We call you guys awesome most of all because we're just trying to give you and advise you and make you guys wiser with the advice.
But we don't
and
mean it.
We don't. You don't have to follow our advice. That's what we're saying. We're saying that we don't have to, you don't have to follow our advice. All you got to do is just listen to it and consider it. If it is considerate enough and it's not ignorant, you'll be like, whoa, hey, these guys might have a little point here or there. Or everywhere, here, there, everywhere, just like the Beatles said. But we are trying to lay down our points and just make sure that you guys are living safe, cozy, and hopefully, in the end, you'll have the perfect woman or man.
Yes.
And that's,
say things
that's
like
what it's all
Chuckles.
About. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Mickey Muckles.
Yes.
Witherspoon.
Wither Cuckles. Yeah.
Wither Cuckles.
And, yeah.
And Nutwood. And
Mucky Trucky.
Boola. Everybody, yeah. We're going crazy right now because you know what time it is. It's time for the best part of the show.
Yeah, we got to let you guys go, but we got to go back to the best part of the
show. The best part of the show, you love to call it?
Oh, don't they all? We love to call it
Two Minute Rundown! Everybody, it's the 2 Minute Rundown.
Runner, how about you give it? The MLB is still going down, and everybody's kicking butt. Mookie Betts is still on top of one of the best home run lists. He just hit his 38th the other day. The Angels are still struggling, but Ohtani is the best player ever in the world still. Dodgers in first place, Angels in third place. What is going on? Why is the world in reverse? Nobody knows. And the NFL is about to start. The Las Vegas Raiders re-signed Josh Jacobs, and they re-signed Devontae Adams,
JJ.
And they re-signed a lot of other players that are freaking going to kick the butt, so let's go Raiders! And we still got the Chargers and the Rams, but nobody cares about them. Anyways, all the teams
How
are
about the Cowboys?
Butt, and the Cowboys are cowboying and cowgirling, and they're still hopping and riding along that land, and they're still trying to find where the Super Bowl is. Hopefully they find Super Bowl one day. And we got a lot more stuff because Canelo is fighting this month. All you Mexicans out there, get ready. Get some Canelo out there, some Canela. Make some cinnamon for free. You could do it at your own house and just praise him and get ready because he's going to fight for the championship on Mexican Independence Day.
Everybody out there.
What's going on in movie land?
The beer of the month. The movie of the month. There is no movie of the month. Movie sucks.
Of course there isn't.
But there is a good movie coming out. That is a movie of the month.
Isn't it Adam Sandler or something like that?
It's an Adam Sandler movie. It's called...
Oh, here we go.
You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah.
Huh?
I don't know. A little funny play on words, but apparently it's the greatest movie on earth.
I know what you did last bar mitzvah.
I watched it. It was great. You should watch it. Runner, what did you think?
Sounds pretty amazing. I haven't seen it yet, but I will get my butt out there and fulfill the seats of my local theater and watch it. So it sounds pretty good. It sounds like something that I need to watch. So everybody out there, you guys got to check it out as well.
Check it out, everybody. It's Labor Day has ended, everybody. I hope you had a great Labor Day. Hope you drink lots of beers. Kiss lots of lips.
And barbecue.
Hope you
lots
saw lots of events. Saw lots of friends.
Lots of carne asada. Lots of tacos.
Come on,
kind of
man.
Stuff. Lots of chili.
Lots of potato salad.
Potato salad.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob salad.
Ribs.
Rib salad.
Everything. It's Labor Day, everybody. It's Monday morning. But you're going to be listening to this on Tuesday morning, probably.
Yeah, most likely.
Summer's almost gone. I think summer's ended, right? Doesn't Labor Day mean summer has ended?
Pretty much. I mean, the weather is changing. The sun is dropping. The cold is rising. And so everything is changing.
The
whole
rotation
of the earth of 365, 7 days, 25. Just like the Aztecs said, winter is upon us. And so, did they say that? Who knows?
Yes, they did.
Maybe they did. But winter is upon us. And that means chuchunitsa means October's coming. Chickenitsa. Yeah. Eat your chicken because it's neat. And October's coming also. And we got so much crazy stuff in store for you guys. We still got Running the Streets is coming up. And that's not until next month. So October's an exciting month for us. An exciting month for video games. A lot of stuff is happening in October. So be ready, guys. Just be ready and hang on. Because the Running Gunner Show is still going to be the greatest thrill of your guys' lives.
Yes.
And our lives as well.
Yes, everybody. Summer's almost gone. Remember that if you can have a great Monday, then you can have a great life. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday. All the way to Saturday and Sunday.
And Monday
And God
again.
Bless you. Jesus Christ be with you. Our Lord and Savior. It's America. Labor Day weekend all across the world. England, Labor Day weekend. Germany, Labor Day weekend. Africa,
England.
Labor Day weekend, the whole
England.
Continent of Africa.
Australia, especially.
The whole continent of Australia.
Australia, everybody.
Happy
the land down under.
Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to all you guys, man. We love you guys. We love all of you guys. We love you, Lenny.
Today's episode uses a lot of music, everybody. And
so much tunes.
To make it easier for you to go ahead and listen to
our tunes
on your listening device right this second, we're going to go ahead and mention all the songs that we use today.
All of them.
The first one is Working in a Coal Mine by Lee Dorsey.
And then we got We Can Work It Out by none only than The Beatles.
Working Class Hero by John Lennon.
Working My Way Back to You, Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons.
Let's Work It Out by Wilbert Harrison.
The Working Man by CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, John Fogerty.
Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard.
And Down Under by Men at Work.
We also used Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. And Psycho Killer by The Talking Heads.
The Talking Heads.
As well as this song that you're listening to now,
which is called
Flying
by none other than
The Beatles. So we hope that you listen along with us on a Monday morning. Enjoy these songs and let them get you pumped up for work.
Oh, yeah.
So you can conquer all week.
If you like them, look them up. If you don't like them, don't look them up. But just have a good time and do whatever you're doing. Are rich people going to start neural linking their dogs?
Yes, we are. Welcome to the world of science. For just 100 payments of $10,000 a month, you can Neuralink your dog with the new and improved NeuroBark 2.
I don't know, 100K sounds like a lot.
The NeuroBark. It's got a new, fresh understanding of 100 different languages and could understand and fluently speak every single one of them, including Spanish, Italian, Russian, and now Chinese. It can also read Arabic Sanskrit.
I don't know. It still sounds expensive.
Not only can it do that, but it can do so much more. NeuroBark can also make your dog do other things, like bring in the groceries.
Can it wipe my ass?
Wake you up when it's time to get up.
I don't know.
Cook your dinner.
Will it cook it just right for me? Let me ask Mumsy.
Sing to you while you sleep.
Will it seek my right songs? Let's find out.
Take out the trash and separate the recyclables. Clean up after itself and do backflips.
Wow, it sounds like I'm the Olympic champion by hiring him.
And coming soon, the back bark injections to make your dog stronger.
Wow, I can really ride this dog. Whoa!
Coming in 2036.
Wow, I can't wait.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the Runner and Gunner Podcast. We want you to know that everybody out there listening to us in Europe,
Germantown,
and England and Germany.
What's up, everybody in Germantown?
If you're listening to us in Germany or Europe, you need to tell your friends about us.
Tell them all.
All of them.
Every single one.
We're two American dudes.
Yep.
And we're telling you how to hook up with American chicks. We're also going to be growing the show. We're going to get more interviews with more geniuses.
More.
More intellectuals who are going to teach you the basics and fundamentals of having
ups and downs
a
and
good time.
All around.
The ups and downs of life.
Life.
And how to get American chicks.
And that's the basics. So everybody from Europe to Germany to everywhere, we just want you girls and guys to know, listen to the Runner Gunner Show, and we love you out there. Shouts out to Europe, Germany, and everywhere else in the whole world.
Shouts out. We'll be right back.
postponements are collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.